Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Two down.
Maybe got it off the end of the bat just a touch, and it seems like a lot of these balls off Quintana, when he's got it on this roll here now with 14 in a row retired, it seems like guys are just missing some pitches.
Perhaps there's an art to that. Here's Evan Gattis.
He's able to keep it just off the barrel.
Gattis knows nothing about art. Here's the first pitch, almost hits him. One ball and no strikes.
You're saying Gattis is not an art aficionado?
I can't see him in a museum. He's walked and he's popped up to the catcher so far in this game. Leans over the plate, awaits the 1-0 pitch. Catcher sets inside, and that's behind him. Gattis having a long look.
And both benches are going to be warned. Abreu was hit by a pitch, and A.J. Hinch comes sprinting out of the dugout, and A.J. gets thrown out.
A.J., finger in the face of Ryan Blackney, the home plate umpire, livid with what's going on there. And I don't know why Davinsky would hit Abreu with an 0-1 pitch.
Well, I think Quintana throwing behind Gattis, the thought is that was in response to Abreu getting hit, and I could certainly see that. But, yeah, I don't think Davinsky, his pitch was with any intent. I think you could argue that there was some intent with Quintana there.
He's saying my guy barely missed. He came in side on Abreu, trying to crowd him and hit him in the shoulder. That was behind Gattis. How would you like Gattis to run you down?
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And first of all, happy Independence Day. And, you know, when a lot of people think of 4th of July, not only do they think about America's birthday, but baseball has always been a big part of that.
Yeah, it's nice to be home, too, for us. You know, we don't get to celebrate the summer holidays very often. We're usually playing. But to have a day game today, we'll get to play in front of our home crowd, beginning of a series against a good Mariner team. End it with probably some barbecues around Houston. Could be a good day to win.
It's your second ejection of the season after the pitch came inside or exit came behind Evan Gattis. And, of course, Jose Abreu had been hit by Chris Davinsky in the top half of that inning. And was the issue for you because two pitches came in on Gattis and no ejection there?
Yeah, I mean, early, you know, when Abreu gets hit, I understand they're going to defend their guy. And I have no problem with it. I think a lot of times the game will police itself, and it's a very old-school mentality to have an eye for an eye, and I was fine with that. So leading into that inning, we knew something was going to happen. He was probably going to throw up and in at somebody. He did throw up and in at Gattis. He missed. He threw behind Gattis and missed. And then the umpire has his discretion to either keep him in the ball game and warn him or throw him out. And I just felt like given the fact that he threw at him twice is just unfair. You want to take a shot at our guy because you're defending your own guy? I'm fine with that as long as it's clean. You take two shots at him, then you should get kicked out of the game.
And Mariners, same record as you in the division, tied for second place, and obviously a chance maybe to get a little bit of separation.
Yeah, we obviously need to play well in our division to get where we want to get. And, you know, I think this division's going to shrink up a little bit and have a lot of teams in play. So, clearly the Mariners have gone through a little bit of a downswing to get to this point. We've actually gone the other way and had our downswing early and have built up some nice momentum to get to the last, you know, seven or eight games of the break. So I like the way that we're playing. We match up fine against these guys. We've always played tough games against them, but we usually play pretty well in this ballpark.
Lost yesterday to the White Sox to wrap up that series. And, I mean, you know, Springer had the leadoff home run, and in the third inning you had first and second, no one out, didn't score, and there really weren't any opportunities after that.
Yeah, we knew going into the game that Quintana was going to be tough, and Springer leads off with a homer, which was a great first mark. First and second, we don't get the bunt down. Then Altuve and Correa hit the fly balls that you would expect to get sacrificed flies, so we missed that opportunity. And then we hung in there until the very end. They separated a little bit against our bullpen. So all in all, a series that we could have won. We could have beat Sale. We could have beat Quintana. We didn't. We've got to move on to the next series. But that was the first series in six series that we didn't win. So I'm still proud of our guys.
And Colin McHugh wound up getting a loss, you know, finishing out shy of a quality start, still pitched well enough to win.
He did, and, you know, he battled himself a little bit throughout the day, and there was a walk in there that led before the double that led to a run for him. So that's back-to-back where Fister and McHugh, you know, left some runners on base or created some runners on base before a big hit. So obviously that's not characteristic of either one of those guys, but another starting pitching outing that gave us a chance to win.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros couldn't have won the NL Central in 1999 without Carl Everett in center field. Carl had his best year ever when we needed him most, with Moises Alou out for the season with knee surgery. Everett was sort of an odd guy. He had speed and power and was a switch hitter to boot, but he had some trouble fitting in Miami and again with the Mets in New York. The Astros traded John Hudek to get him in December of 97, and he paid a big dividend on the 4th of July in 99. I was not inclined to try to make him more conventional, so when he occasionally batted left-handed against a left-handed pitcher, I didn't say anything. I just watched. I liked what I saw when he hit a home run off Steve Avery, and we beat the Reds in Cincinnati on Independence Day in 1999.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Michael Foley's in the windup, and that ball's lined into left center field. Incoming is Mareznik, makes the catch. Whoa, Mareznik. Diving head first, snagging it about 1 inch off the turf. Into the sunlight. And that's robbery. Abreu thought he had a chance at maybe a double, but Mareznik coming out of nowhere for a spectacular play.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Jake Mareznik. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And Jake, what are some of the memories you had as a kid on 4th of July back in California?
Me and my family, we get together. There's a park right by our house, so we'd go over there and everybody kind of hang out and watch the fireworks for the most part. And then some years we'd kind of get together on a little block party and have sparklers and fireworks going off. It was pretty fun.
And sparklers. You got into the sparklers when you were a kid?
Yeah, there was actually one time I had a whole bag of them in my pocket. And one of my buddies threw one at me and it landed in my pocket. And all the sparklers went off and... that was fun. I burned a big old hole in my sweatshirt, but nothing happened to me. I was fine, so make sure you guys are careful out there.
Did your mom get mad at you that day?
Yeah, she wasn't too happy with me.
You see a lot of kids come out to the minor league ballparks on 4th of July. Major League Ballpark, Minute Maid, will have a great fireworks celebration. Tell me about some of the minor league fireworks that you'd see, because that's always a huge draw coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, it's always a special day, and I mean, everybody's out there, and the crowd's loud and having fun, and always you stay after and watch the fireworks after the game. And I mean, yeah, in the minor leagues, it was cool. It was put on a good show and fun to watch.
Halfway through the season now, just one game over halfway through the season. Pretty happy with the way the team turned it around after the first month.
Yeah, I mean, you look back to that first month, and I mean, things weren't going the way we wanted, and just this. Last month or so, however long it's been, we've been kind of turning around, and now we're back in a good position.
Do you remember you personally driving to the ballpark when you guys were 7-17 that month, just going, man, what happened? What's going on? Or do you feel pretty hopeful that this team would get it back turned around?
Yeah, I think we were all pretty sure we were going to turn around, and I mean, obviously, there's that feeling of not playing well, and nobody was happy with it, but yep. I think we're all pretty ready to go, and thought we were going to turn around sooner than later.
One of my favorite things to watch after a celebration, the walk-off celebration, is Altuve not only grabbing your hat, but jumping to grab your hat and giving it a good launch out in center field. You guys got a pretty good thing going right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about him being bullying me around out there. But, I mean, people don't think he can do it because he's a little guy, but he comes up and sneaks up behind me and takes my hat every time, and I mean, throws it and doesn't care how I feel about it. So I'm not too happy about that.
Last thing with Jake Mareznik. Jake, last seven games before the All-Star break, you guys have division opponents, three with the Mariners starting today. It's pretty important that you guys finish off this first half pretty strong before you guys take a break.
Yeah, these are seven big ones. I mean, like you said, against the division. I mean, it's going to be big for us to go out and take care of business. And, I mean, in this first half on a positive note.
There you go. That's Jake Mareznik. Keep it rolling. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Spark.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.